Donald is the second meeting in Victoria today. Trav Noonan's done the form for us throughout the eight-race program. They're racing on a good four, and the rail's in the true position for the entire circuit. Trav, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brent. It looks a pretty healthy card today from Donald. Hopefully we can find a few winners.
First of in a maiden over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here at 2, 3, 4, 5 and 11. Prophet's Choice, first time we see it back at the races since Awardable Carnival, $3.50. To the point, $4.20. Romany Rocks at $4.40. $5 Prince of Tokyo. Bay of Islands at $5. Alpine Ace at $8. How do we sort them out in the first, Trav?
Yeah, not too surprised to see the money for Prophet's Choice come this morning. This galloper did run at the Warrnambool Carnival, sort of finished 5.35 lengths off the winner there, Butter Blonde, and had some market support. Had two stablemates run with it in that race, and those being they've both won since. That's True Nobility and also Outstanding Reward. And she's the third of the three to step out, and I think she can get on the board here with a win at Donald Prophet's Choice. Happy to be with her on top of the eight, Bay of Islands. Who's jumped out really well for the Mara and Eustace stables. Actually a half-sister of the Group 1 winner, Griante. 10 Romany Rocks will be definitely around the mark off its jump out. It's also a half-sister to Invincible Star, very quick galloper from the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Botyard back in the day. And 7 to the point can improve from its debut performance. 9, 8, 10 and 7 in the opener.
Race number 2 is a maiden over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 8 and 12. Jake Noonan not riding at Donald today. He's taken a ride on Hickok in the last at Ballarat, so replacements for him, and Dylan Dunn, who was injured midweek at Trackworks, and replacements for him as well. So 7, Spirited Toff is Liam Reardon. Come Along Jeffrey, horse number 3. We don't have a rider there as yet. Look at the tab fixed odds market here. Mask Up, number 4 on the Boo for the Simon Wild team, $2.25. Oran, $3.74. $4. Come Along Jeffrey, $5. McClellan.
Yeah, happy to be here with Oran, who I think's put in a couple of good performances of late. His first up runner, Chuku, was very unlucky to be beaten by Lizio. Then I don't think he completely was comfortable his next run. Happy to forgive that performance and bounce back with a good effort at Kiton behind Northern Melody and Kaleidoscope Eyes when attacking the line strong. This is a much easier race for Oram, and I think she can get on the board. So happy to be with the 9 on top to beat the 4 Mask Up, who's jumped out well for the new stable. Simon Wild taking over the training of this galloper. He's definitely going to be in the finish. Then 3 Come Along Jeffrey, who was good first up at Sale, leading throughout there. And in next, we went with the 6 Oscar Snowflake, who can improve off his last start performance. So numbers there, 9, 4, 3 and 6.
Race number 3 is a maiden over 1,200 metres. 5 is Scratching. Madison Lloyd goes on to horse number 3. De Niro is the even money favourite for Luke Oliver and Blake McDougall at $2. Space Force 4, like Mosh, at $7, as is Yabida out to Antique Alas at 18.
Yeah, race with the majority of the race form, I don't think it's that strong. So happy to be with the debutant here from the Ben and JD Hayes Yard in Space Force. He's jumped out and trialled reasonably in preparation for this. I think his last trial at Chatura was he was quite strong late, and Corey Parrish in the saddle should certainly be riding the finish from barrier 3 here, the 6 Space Force. I think he's a good price against, as I said, I think pretty limited opposition. 10 Danira is obviously the danger. Started $2.50 favourite at Sale. I thought had her chance in that race and was a little bit disappointing. Perhaps getting out to 1,200 and second up, she can improve, but it's very short in the market at the moment. 11 Like a Mosh can improve on its sort of last start effort. If it can run up to its sort of debut performance behind Fortunate Kiss, it'll be in the finish. And 1 Could Be Famous could be the big improver here for off the back of a pretty handy run last time. 6, 10, 11 and 1.
6, 10, 11 and 1, race number 3. Race number 4 is a maiden over 1,600 metres. Scratchings here are 2, 13, 15 and 18. 16, Madison Lloyd. 17, John Robertson. Vancouver Rain, number 14, is the tab fixed odds favourite at $2.50. $4.80, Step Too Far. Albanian Eagle, $5.50 with Deer Scent. Tsunami Moon, 11 and 19 for Tudor Cathedrals.
Yeah, happy to be with Vancouver Rain here from the Matt Kamani team. Just comes through, I think, the right maiden here. A fair few of these look pretty limited, and she's certainly got upside, the daughter of Vancouver. That maiden behind Serenor and Elantro rated quite well. She was back along the inside of the track, sort of making her best work. Probably the last 200, step up to the mile looks suitable and certainly is the clear horse to beat here, the 14 Vancouver Rain. 8 Albanian Eagle raced well last time at Geelong when put up on top of the speed. I think that's his sort of best asset. He can be competitive in this race if they do that again. 6 Tsunami Moon may be the big improver off his debut run at Donald, where he just got too far back. Up to the mile could suit. And 3 Darman was okay 2 starts ago at Ballarat in the synthetic. Forgive the run last time at Maui. 14, 8, 6 and 3.
Race number 5 on the program to 0 to 58 over 1600. First leg of the quaddy, 3 and 13 come out of this one. 2 Dash to the Bar, $3.80. 8 Written Advice, $4.80. Guns Ablaze and 5, $6. Chenneford. Rose of Bordeaux at $8.50. Suburbia 9 and 15. Miss Juvenile.
Yeah, tough race. I went looking for a bit of value. I really liked the run first up here of Wadima's Girl at Tatura. It's a track that's very hard to sort of make ground on. Sort of small straight there and definitely favours on paces. She was back last and attacked the line very strong, only beaten 2.4 lengths at 1,400 metres. This is a horse who last campaign got right up to 2,400 metres. I think second up here, she's a massive price. So happy to be with her, the 7 Wadima's Girl at an each-way price to beat the 1 Chenneford. Took him a while to break the maiden, but gee, did it in style last week at Matoa. Won by 5.5 lengths, just dominated from the front. If he can sort of produce that again, he's going to be very hard to beat. 2 Dash to the Bars, racing in really good form. Seems to have a good connection with Hannah LeBlanc. Was a good winner last time at Echuca. And then we went the way of the 8 Written Advice, who was also good last time at Tatura. 7-1-2-8.
Race number 6 is 0 to 58 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 9, 13 and 15. Rider for number 2 is Jason Bembo. Infinite Matrix, Tamfix Dodds, favourite 330. Bond Shadow 5, 550 Bellows. Lightning Rider at 9, 13 Go Jazz and Taishan at 14.
Yeah, Lightning Rider's flying sort of his last couple of runs. I thought his win first up at Chuchura was massive against Mr. Grumpy and Magnus Agogo, and probably a stronger 0 to 58 than what he faces here. Can't sort of go around him on the basis of that performance. I think Jason Bembo taking the ride, you lose nothing there, and he's definitely a handy enough each-way price. The 2 Lightning Rider on top from the 4 Bond Shadow, who returned to form last time with a sort of all-the-way run there at Echuca, was sort of gunned down only late by the last charge of Maliorca. Again, that's probably stronger 0 to 58 form than this one. He'll be up on top of the speed and give you a good sight. 5 Taishan will improve out to 1,200 metres. He's much better second up and is in the right stable. And then the 3 Bellows, who's another one who was good last time at Echuca, sort of hitting the line strong and can be competitive in this race. 2-4-5-3.
2-4-5-3. Race 6. Race 7 is a 0 to 58 over 1,000. Scratching is 11. Waiting at a rider for number 1, Nuke. Nathan Punch goes on to 8. 5 Unassailable, 480. 6 French Star, 650. Steal the Moment at 7, as is Miss Venezuela. Nuke at $10, as is Orazio. And Poppy's Horse at $10 with Valor Elite on the $12 line.
This is wide open. There's nearly, you make a case for nearly 10 of them here. Went with Poppy's Horse on top, who 2 starts ago ran second here at the 1,000 metres behind IVF in a reasonably strong 0 to 58. Then went to Cole Rain, probably found the 1,300 just a stretch too far when leading throughout. Back to the 1,000 looks a big tick for this horse. Rebecca Winnell has this horse really in the zone at the moment. I thought it's sort of an each-way price. It's worth something. The 10 Poppy's Horse. 1 Nuke can be a big improver here after just bombing the start first up at Albury. Forget he went round there. Definitely a better horse than that and has a good second up record. 5 Unassailable is probably the best horse in the race. It's just whether 1,000 metres is a little bit short for her. She does also prefer a bit of sting out of the track, but has to be respected. And 6 French Star has been racing in really good form of late. Last up second at Kyneton was quite strong. So 10, 1, 5 and 6 in the 7th.
Race number 8 is a 0 to 58 over 1,350 metres. Scratchings from the last run is 12, 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Put Joe Bowditch onto number 3. Play on words is the favourite Tatum Bull with the ride at $2.20. Honeywine at 5, Trench and 8, $10. Perfect War, Medusa's Son, Mally Hammer out to 15 and Red Robin 18.
Really taken by the win of Play on Words, and no surprise to see him a short price favourite on the back of that after his dominant win at Tatura. First up from a break, he sort of sat outside of a strong speed and was way too good for his opposition, winning by 5 lengths there. You go back to the preparation before he placed here at Donald, and I think he's just come back a much better horse. I'd be surprised if he's actually getting beaten today, the one Play on Words on the back of his win last start at Tatura. He looks a horse who can get to much better grade than 0 to 58. Happy to be with him on top. The stablemate could be the danger, the 6 Perfect War. They got her out and tripped to 1,300 metres last start, and she exploded at Swan Hill at a monster price, went $100 to $1 and won there. Not often you sort of see a 100 to 1 winner back it up, but profiles are the sort of horse that could and definitely has to be amongst the chances. 4 Honey Wines, very honest, a veteran galloper and racing very well. He's sort of placed in the top 4 his last 3. And 3 Red Robin looks to get a good run from the map. 1, 6, 4, and 3 in the last.
Best value quality in play, please, Trev.
Best bet, race 3, number 6, Space Force. I just think he's in the right stable, jumped out and trialled well, and is facing a pretty limited maiden. Happy to be with him. Next best, race 8, number 1, Play on Words. Just seems to have come back a better horse this campaign, and if he can go on with it. And the value, race 5, number 7, Wadima's Girl, at a bit of a price. I think she's around $26, so something each way there. The quaddie, race 5, we'll take 1, 2, 7, and 8. Race 6, 2, 4, and 5. Race 7, need a couple of numbers. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 10, and 13. And race 8 will just come home with the 1.
Best of luck today, Trev.
Thanks, Brennan.